Subcommittee on Capital Construction and Bonding, Monday, August 1st, 2005, 4 p.m., hearing room F.
Joint Ways and Means Capital Construction Bonding Subcommittee, our first meeting for August 1st, 2005. We've got three items on our work session, the CFAA allocation, the DAS assessments, and the non-higher ed capital construction bill. First item is the House Bill 5019, Criminal Fines and Assessment Allocation. Doug, can you take us through it, please?
Mr. Chair, members of the sub, welcome back. This is House Bill 5019, which is Criminal Fines and Assessment, or CFAA Allocation Bill. It's a bill that's done every session. I think the most important thing to do is turn to the next page. The back of the first page there is a table. I won't walk you through the whole table, but basically the total amount of CFAA based on the most recent forecast by DAS and the Judicial Department shows total revenues of a little over $119 million. The allocations are based on what the individual budgets for each of these agencies that are listed there assume. These were done back when you were settling in on those budgets, and this just allocates the funds. The expenditure limitations are in those budgets already. The only difference is that there's an additional $1.5 million allocated to DPSST, Department of Public Safety Standards and Training, to make sure they have enough money for working capital at the beginning of the 07-09 biennium. The way the governor's budget was structured, all of their working capital was taken and replaced with general fund. This ensures that there is a sufficient amount to get through the first month or two before the CFAA revenues start flowing in the next biennium. At the bottom of the page, you'll notice that there is a division between the Public Safety Fund, which is the fund that's used to allocate the funds in the middle of that table to the agencies, and the general fund. For comparison's sake, this is just almost very close to what it was in 03-05, the way it's structured. And there is also in the memo, and the amendment to the bill is also attached. It's a three-page amendment. That pretty much summarizes the issues and the work session issues.
Excellent summary. Just outstanding.
Would you like a motion?
I would like a motion. Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Chair, I would move the Dash 1 amendments into House Bill 5019, and I would further move House Bill 5019 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Any discussion on the amendments? Seeing none, they're adopted. Any discussion on the further motion moving the bill to the respective floors? Absolutely not. We're happy as plums to be here. Glad to see that. So ordered.
Carry to the floors?
Vice Chair Senator Carter take it on the Senate side, and the ever prompt Representative Morgan do it on the House side.
Honored.
Next item on the agenda is House Bill 5176, changes in the assessments charged to state agencies. This is Dallas's favorite bill. Mm-hmm. With bated breath, he's been wanting to get this before.
I know, Mr. Chairman.
Peter Courtney read every single page of this. I just want to show the Senate President is on top of things. For those of you that are worried out there, we don't have leadership. I tell you, we got some serious leadership. Rocco, and he went over this page, but he signed, initialed, timed, and dated this thing.
Is that what the check marks are, Mr. Chairman?
It's a big X, I think, is how it sounds. Staff, want to take us through this, please?
Sure. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, you have a budget report in front of you that pretty much outlines what's included in the hand engrossed amendment, Dash 1 amendment. The check marks really are staff has gone through this, and we found a few changes that needed to be made. So the budget report, this does two things principally. It takes, disappropriates, if you will, $35 million from the Department of Administrative Services budget that was passed for the Information Resource Management Division. Subsequently, you passed a bill that transferred the operations to a state data center, and we gave that data center limitation. as a result, about $36 million of limitation that was put into the IRND portion of the Department of Administrative Services budget is no longer needed. It's in the State Data Center. Then the remainder of the adjustments are for reductions to state agencies because of changes to state agencies' budgets because of changes to state assessments. There were a lot of reductions, changes to state agency assessments as a result of work done on the Department of Administrative Services budget, cybersecurity increases, reductions for fleet costs, telecommunications, a number of other changes. There are some Secretary of State Audit Division assessment, library assessment. So the treasurer debt management had some adjustments to its assessment. All of those have been reflected then through the detail contained in this budget report and in the Dash 1 amendment as handling gross changes. The result is about $5.5 million overall savings to the general fund, $300,000+ of lottery fund savings, overall reductions to state agencies of almost $18 million. It's a 23-page amendment. The budget report is about 10 pages long. I'd be happy to go over any detailed questions. I've given you an overview of what this accomplishes, again, part of the overall plan. What I would appreciate, I haven't seen nods of people just want me to shut up and move along here.
Get off before Friday.
Okay.
I just want him to go line by line, Mr. Chairman.
On the last line, you will find. No.
We get a replacement.
Can we override?
But I would like to. First of all, a motion to approve the Dash 1 amendment with conceptual amendments that have been handling gross here, and also with the authority for alleged counsel to continue to modify the amendments to as they find bills have been signed into law.
Mr. Chairman, I so move.
Thank you very much, Madam Vice Chair. I appreciate that. Any further discussion? Seeing none, so ordered.
And then to full with the
Mr. Chairman, I move to full committee Senate House Bill 5176 as amended to the full committee.
Very good. Any discussion? Objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Carries. A lot of Senator Carter and how about Representative Buck?
Okay. Both floors and yeah. Senator Carter is full. Thank you.
Carter full. All right, last item on the agenda, House Bill 5504, Capital Construction, Non-Higher Ed Education Related. The higher ed stuff will come probably tomorrow, I suspect. Hi, Larry.
Chair and committee members, I place before you a copy of a memo dated July 30th for House Bill 5504, the Capital Construction Bill. Briefly, this is the bill that establishes capital construction authority for all state agencies with the exception of higher education. It establishes authority for planning and design, land acquisition, and construction projects that cost over $500,000. The projects being approved in this bill will have a six-year expenditure limitation that will expire in June 30th, 2011. Before I get into any of the detail, all of the projects included in the bill have been reviewed and approved by the subject area subcommittees during their reviews of the various agency budgets, and if not, they were subsequently approved by the co-chairs and legislative leadership in the final budget negotiations. In total, you'll find that when the bill, once amended, it will provide capital construction authority to the Department of Administrative Services, Department of Transportation, and the Military Department. In summary, the first page shows you that the reductions to the bill are proposed to be approximately $24.3 million in terms of projects, expenditure, initial authorizations. Specifically, for Department of Transportation, there are three limitation deletions and one increase for the Sylvan. The Sylvan Station Construction Phase 3. Those are outlined in the memo for you. Basically, the subcommittee's recommendation was that the legislative priority be maintained to fund construction of highways, bridges, and highway maintenance, thus projects relating to Baker City Maintenance Station, planning and design for future projects, that a separate limitation for that, and construction of a East Portland Maintenance Station are put on hold. Under the Department of Administrative Services, there were 8 projects approved as requested, and 5 were deleted, and 1 for the Department of Justice Renovation Building Phase 2 was approved for $3.2 million. And then the two, for Department of Human Services, there are two $1 placeholders in the bill based on final negotiations. The first is for a mental health care facility, siting, design, and construction. And this is just a placeholder to set the stage for an e-board appearance to consider approving issuance of COPs to initiate a possible capital construction project. There is an evaluation underway, and based on the outcome of that, which is expected early in 2006, DHS would be expected to provide a recommendation to the emergency board on that state hospital-related line item. The second placeholder is a $1 for mental health community residential treatment facilities. And again, this is to set the stage also for an e-board appearance to consider whether or not to issue COPs to initiate one or more projects for secure residential treatment facilities. DHS, again, is exploring options and alternatives for expanding treatment capacity and is expected to report to the emergency board. The last change is the change in the expiration date of a capital construction project for the military department, and that was just a drafting error when the bill was initially introduced. Attached to the memo is the Dash 1 amendments, which carry out all of those changes to the bill as the plan provides for. If there are specific questions about any of the specific projects, the agency representatives are here, as well as Department of Administrative Services.
Mr. Chair.
Questions?
Representative Morgan. This is a motion rather than a question. I move the Dash 1 amendments into Senate Bill 5504 and that the amended bill be moved to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Very good. Discussion?
Mr. Chair, just one thing. I am so glad after having visited Camp Withicom and Camp Rylea and seen our kids there to see the military department continuing to carry on work. I'm very proud of the staff and the co-chairs being able to work so favorably in this area, so thank both of you for that.
Mr. Chair, I am so glad for the placeholder for both the mental health planning and the community mental health facility. It's been long overdue.
Right. It's a chance to do something very good. Further discussion? Objections to the amendment? Seeing none. And to the full? Seeing none. So ordered. Carriers. Why don't we go back? We'll represent Morgan and Senator Winter. That'd be fine.
We're
good. Very good. We are adjourned.
Are we sticking for 6:30?